Good morning. I'm Trip Krause, filling in for Matt Miller with this news update. Governor Bill Walker appointed Sutton resident Tom Brond as his second choice to fill the vacant Senate District E seat. The Wednesday night appointment follows the Republican members of the state Senate voting earlier to reject Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly member Randall Kowalki. Kowalki was Walker's first choice to replace Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy resigned from the seat in January to focus on his run for governor. Brond's posts on Facebook contain potentially controversial material. They include a response to a post in 2017 saying if Brond had the reins, quote, abortionists and all their accessories would be hunted and executed with scissors, cutting their hearts out, end quote. Sitka artist Nick Galanin has been chosen by the city and borough of Juneau to create an original work for a Native burial ground monument at a local elementary school. The monument will be located outside the front entrance of Syatt-Gastineau Community School. During renovations in 2012, 5 graves were uncovered there. It became clear that the facility was built atop a Native burial ground. For his part of the monument, Galanin will create a ceremonial fire dish that will hold an eternal flame.
I think it's important not just to be involved, but for community to recognize these histories. There's so much of it that's not spoken about or taught or passed on through the retelling of history.
The dish symbolizes a Tlingit practice of feeding and comforting ancestors by placing food into the fire. Alaska's lieutenant governor says Juneau is not behaving like a good neighbor. While addressing the Southeast Conference mid-session summit, Byron Mallette lambasted officials for trying to annex parts of nearby Admiralty Island. Leaders from the island's only city of Angoon oppose what they call a land grab.
Juneau needs to recognize that it is the capital of Alaska, but also the regional center of Southeast. And it has a responsibility and an obligation to reach out affirmatively to every other community in Southeast and say, let's be neighbors and let's work together and let's build a place that is unassailable by the legislature or anyone else who would seek to divide us.
The Juneau Assembly voted last month to add 4 parcels to its borough, including parts of Northern Admiralty Island. It later dropped one parcel after hearing objections from cabin owners, most of whom live in Juneau. Mallette, who is a former Juneau mayor, says officials should respond similarly to objections from the island's traditional residents. Most of Admiralty Island's 1 million acres are protected as a national monument. It's used for subsistence hunting and fishing, but it also has a mine on its north end that has already been annexed by the capital city. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. Snow is expected to accumulate about 3 to 5 inches with the highest accumulation in Mendenhall Valley. Snow will increase through the morning and is expected to decrease through the evening. The high for today will be about 35 degrees with a low about 22 degrees. I'm Trip Krause. That's the latest news and weather.